episode 61 of the Obvious Opinion podcast. And let me apologize now. Throughout this recording, or throughout this episode, you're going to hear just children in the background randomly just scream. The whole family's home. I usually try to record when nobody's here. Couldn't do it. So you'll hear the two-year-old just randomly just screaming something out, you know, because she doesn't talk. She screams. Every word she says, she just screams. She doesn't know her inside voice yet. You know, we're working on that. So, yeah, here we go. All right. This episode, I think it's going to be a pretty short one, too, and it's going to be pretty quick. I'll be honest with you. Really not much to talk about this week, okay, besides the subway guy, you know. I give my opinion on that, you know, that fucking weirdo watching child porn and whatever. But before we get into that, I got to tell you about my Friday at work. If you follow me on Twitter, you probably heard one of my coworkers got knocked out by another coworker. So we get into that, all right? And like I said, let's make this, I'm trying to make this podcast quick, because, it's Sunday right now. I gotta edit it. I got SummerSlam I wanna watch, alright? Well, I don't wanna watch it, but, you know, I gotta watch it. It's fucking 4 hours. God damn, I could barely get through a 3 hour episode. This is gonna be 4 fucking hours. Jesus Christ. And I know it's not gonna be that good. Anybody here watch wrestling besides me? The NXT event before I even start the podcast, I gotta say this. The women in professional wrestling are fucking killing it. Or I should say these two in particular. Bayley, Sasha Banks had an incredible match. If I had to show people what I mean by great storytelling in a pro wrestling match, I would show them this one. It was fucking incredible, man. Fantastic. All right, let's start the podcast. Let me stop talking about this shit. And besides SummerSlam, I want to play Minecraft. I got back into it. I stopped playing it for a while, and then I just jumped back on it, and now I'm back to, you know, I got my garden. I'm trying to make a little farm. I'm trying to get some pigs. You know, you could ride a pig. You put a saddle on a pig. And then you get a carrot on a fishing hook, and then you can guide the pig inside. So I'm trying to have a whole farm. I'm trying to have horses. I'm trying to have sheep. You know, maybe a couple of wolves if I can. You know, you have to get a bone to attract the wolf. All right, you don't give a shit about this. All right, so let's start the podcast, and I talk about a guy getting knocked out right in front of my eyes. All right, let's go. All right, so on Friday at work, I seen a coworker get knocked the fuck out at work. Just one punch, knockout. Fucking incredible. This is number three in my lifetime. In my lifetime, I've only seen three people get knocked out right in front of me. The first was when I was a camp counselor. I seen a mother punch another lady right in the face because she touched her kid outside. You know what? That's another story altogether. Maybe next week I'll talk about that one. But she found out this lady touched her kid, and she punched her one time, clean knockout. The second knockout I ever seen was when I left the club. I was leaving the club one day, and long story short, I seen a young man get kicked by a horse. Knockout, obviously, you know, no shit, you know, a horse kicks you, you're gonna get fucking knocked out. And at work, that's number three. You know, and all weekend I was trying to think of a way to make this story more exciting, but as I'm thinking about it now, it's really nothing. There's really not much to talk about, unfortunately. Now I feel bad about it. I tweeted about it on Friday, and you know, all weekend, sitting down now, recording the podcast, not that exciting. It really isn't. The only reason I got to see this guy get knocked out was I fucked up at my job. What happened was, I pick, I do order picking. You know, I get orders from emails, then I go out, I get on my little machine, I drive around the warehouse, and I just pick up orders, I put the boxes on a pallet, then I just go back, and I ship it out, you know? I put it in the back of a truck, and there it is, that's my job. And I fucked up. I grabbed the wrong box. I grabbed the wrong product that the, you know, a customer needed. So I had to go drive back, pick up the right one. And when I picked that one up, from the corner of my eye, I seen these three guys, all right? It's these three white guys, all right? The one white guy, we'll call him number one. Okay, white guy number one. He's the type, he kind of, you know, he's always talking shit, you know? He's always those what ifs. Type of guys, you know, if this happened, he would do this, you know, he's always talking about how he would whoop somebody's ass if this happened, and, you know, he's done this before, and all this shit, and he's the one who got knocked out, obviously, that's what happened. Number two, white guy number two was back there. This guy, he has, I talked about him last week, he's got tattoos from head to toe, all right, he's got a spider web tattoo in his ear. All right, he's got skulls all over. He's got white power tattooed on his stomach. Real nice guy. And I mean that too. Besides the white power tattoo, I don't know, he talks to me. He likes talking to me. We talk about video games on our lunch break. You know, if you look at him, you wouldn't know that he's a gamer, you know? I mean, you look at me, I got video game t-shirts, you know, I'm always at work, I got Atari t-shirts, I got, you know, Nintendo tattoos, and, you know, you look at me, and you're like, yeah, that kid plays video games. You look at him, you're like, yeah, he's, you know, he murders people. But nah, he's a gamer, and he's the one who punched the other guy. He punched number one, all right? When I seen it, right, this is the only thing I heard, all right? All I heard was the dude with all the tattoos, all I heard him say was, did you just call me a pussy? And then he took about 3-4 steps and just punched him, knocked him the fuck out. There was a third guy back there, all right? Now, he's the third guy, he did 10 years, okay? Prison. And this is how you know he did prison, all right? The whole time he knocked the dude out and whatever was going down, I swear to God, he was sweeping the floor. He didn't pay no attention. He didn't look up. He didn't check if the guy was all right. He didn't, you know, talk to the other guy. He didn't try to stop him from punching him. He didn't even look in that direction. So that's how you know he's done time. He didn't even, nothing. It's like he didn't see them at all. Like they were invisible. When I seen him get knocked the fuck out, I picked that box up. I was like, fuck that. I'm out. I'm not even. How the fuck would I look going back there? Hey, is everything all right? You know, I weigh 100 pounds. What the fuck am I going to do? Like, I'm really going to break him up fighting? Even though there was nothing to break up. It wasn't even a fight. It was one punch. Jesus Christ, man. Oh, God. What the fuck am I doing at this job? This happened, like, after lunch. So you had, like, 3-4 hours, you know, to go. The whole time at work, I'm just re-evaluating my whole life. Like, what did I do to end up here? Even though it's a good job, you know? I got a new position and whatever, but, fuck, man, Jesus Christ. And then all day, everybody's looking at him like, what the fuck happened? Like, it happened, like, we're all outside, like, it's a smoke break and shit. And one of the guys is like, damn, what happened to you? And he goes, a box, you know, fell on my head. And and then the dude's like, yeah, that box fucked you up. And the dude that punched him was sitting right there. He was just started laughing. I just turned my head because I don't think he knows that I seen him, you know? Now, I'm not even going to say anything. What the fuck? I'm going to just keep it moving, you know? Oh, my God. This fucking job. It's like, I don't even want to talk about this story because I know my mom listens to this podcast. I know as soon as she hears this, she's probably going to call me like, mijo, don't work there no more. Like, mom, I'm all right. Everything's cool. All right, I'm fine. He likes me. The fucking psycho who punched the guy. So you have nothing to worry about. Okay. Oh my goodness. This fucking job is crazy. This fucking job is fucking crazy. Now, I got to give credit to this, though. I got to say this. These white guys, it's this might come off a little bit racist, or I wouldn't even say racist. This is going to be just the, how can I, let me think. How can I put this into words? We're just comparing, hold on, let me think. I'm really trying to be PC about this. Hold on. This was just an observation that I noticed. In my time going, you know, I've always gone to, like, black high schools and shit like that. I was always around. I've always seen fights and this and that. But usually, like, with black people, when they're about to fight, it's a lot of talking. Like, oh, you call me a pussy? Oh, what you say? Say that. I bet you won't say that again. And then, you know, people get in between and all this shit. It's a lot of going back and forth and this and that. These white dudes, it was just, you said what? Knockout. Like, that was it. There was no going back and forth. All right? Just a little, I just had to put that out there. You know, just something I noticed, you know. If it was two black guys back there, it would have been a very different story. A lot of talking, you know, talking shit. A lot of back and forth. You said this, what? Oh, you lucky I'm at work. This white guy gave zero fucks that he was at work, all right? So I just had just something I noticed. Oh my God, I need to find another job. I can't work here no more. Not with these people. And by people, I mean these fucking psychos. Not white people, not black people. The psychos I'm working with. That's what I mean. Long-time listeners know I am down with fizzbutton.net. If you don't know what that is, it's your one-stop shop for all things independent podcasts, and independent internet radio shows. Yes, I think internet radio shows is the fucking future right there. You don't have to listen. There's no ads. You know, same thing goes with our podcast. There's no ads on fizzbutton.net. Well, I guess this is kind of an ad. Well, I don't get paid for doing this, so it's not technically an ad. I guess it's more of a shout-out is what I do every week, all right? I talk about fizzbutton.net because I'm up there, all right? I'm up there with a great collection of other podcasts, all right? So please, check out the podcast. You got Talk to Cleo. You have Talk to Cleo. The Talk to Cleo podcast. Biff Sweetwater. You know, you just got a whole bunch of dope shit up there. So check that out. And like I said, the Fizz Button radio shows, check those out as well. They're all independent as well. You can download them on iTunes, Stitcher. You know, you download it, take it for the ride of work. That's what I usually do. I'll download a couple of episodes so I can listen to some music as I'm driving to work, as I'm at work. It works out perfect, man. All right? I know you don't want to listen to the fucking radio, right? I know you don't. If you work at a warehouse like I do, do you really want to listen to the same goddamn songs? There's this guy at my job. He has a boombox in his workstation. Listen to the fucking radio. They just play the same goddamn songs. 12 songs in a continuous loop. They used to put them out of order. Now it's just the same goddamn order all the fucking time. All the DJs have zero fucking personality. Just trust me on this, all right? Go to fizzbutton.net. Check out the radio stations. And as you're doing that, the Fizz Buddies, the podcast, check those out too. All right? All right, so I guess I have to talk about the Subway guy, right? Gerald is his name. Let's just call him the Subway guy. God, I don't want him. It's just the whole child porn thing is really just that's really disturbing that it even exists. Has anybody listening, have you ever like fell on or just come across child porn? No, right? I never have. I guess you just gotta really look for it, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I've stumbled upon weird shit, you know, on the internet. Long time listeners know, you know, I've seen the the chicks that are pregnant do pornos. Even though that's, I consider that child porn in some way, you know. Don't ask me why, but it's just weird as fuck. You know, I've seen Asians jerk guys off with their feet. You know, I've seen a couple fuck on a mountain, like not like on top of a mountain. Like I'm talking about hanging off of a mountain, like a harness with no pants on, and they're fucking in the air, hanging from a safety harness. All right, never child porn, nor do I want to see it. I don't want to find it. I'm just saying, where the fuck do these people? Oh God. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, the Subway guy, Gerald, you know, he's the one who eats subs every day. That's all he ate, and he lost weight. So right there, even though, you know what? Eating the same thing every day, that right there, that's somewhat disturbing. That's right there. That should tell you he has a mental issue. Nobody eats the same shit every day. Can you imagine that? That movie Super Size Me, didn't he eat fucking Big Macs every day and shit? And for like a month, what happened? You know, he became a fat fuck. He almost died on film. What if they do a study that if you eat Subway every day, you turn into a pedophile? I bet you that's what happens. Why is everybody so even... You know what? I don't even see why people are so upset. It's not like anybody really knew this fucking guy. Like, I see tweets and I see, like, the news. Like, I can't believe he did this. What do you know about him? You don't know shit. The only thing you know about him is he eats fucking subs every day. That's it. The fuck? That's it. That's all you know about him. That's it. So I don't see why people are so shocked at it. You know? I don't know. I will say this, though. I'm not, okay, I know I play devil's advocate a lot on this podcast, and I'm not defending this fucking piece of shit, but being attracted to young children is definitely some type of mental disorder, all right? It's almost like a handicap. Like, he's fucked up in the head. I feel like we should do, like, some type of studying on this instead of immediately just jumping to, okay, just fuck it, throw him in jail, get rid of him. Because that doesn't do nothing. That doesn't help. He goes to jail, he comes out, he's still fucked up in the head. We gotta do something. I'm not defending him. What I'm saying is, let's do some tests on him. I don't know, some mental observation. I don't know, just something. Let's do the tests, let's do a little blood work, and then after all that's done, then fuck it, we can just shoot him in the head, fuck it, get rid of him. I'm just saying, let's do some tests first. That's all. We gotta find out. Maybe if we do some research on it, maybe we could prevent men, or prevent people from even wanting to make child porn. Like, who does that? They were like, they said they're like 6 years old? Like, god damn, it's just so fucked up. I don't even want to talk about it. Alright, never mind. Let's just end it right here. I just had to give my opinion on it. I just was wondering why everybody's so shocked that he did this. Like, why are people shocked? Nobody knows about him. All we know about him is he eats fucking subs every day. God. And as far as him, you know, paying 16-year-olds to have sex with them, you know what? Okay, this is where I'm really gonna, this is where I'm really gonna lose listeners. It's not that I definitely have an issue with that, because I think 16 is a little young, even though I'm sure a couple of you listening right now at 16, you're probably out there fornicating, but I wasn't, you know, I didn't lose my virginity till I was like, what, I was scared, I think like 19, 20? Like, that's how scared I was of having kids. Never mind STDs. That was the last thing I was thinking about. I didn't want kids. I used to look at, oh, this might, look, I'm let me share this with you. This is how I used to think. I used to look at having a kid as like, that was like an STD. which is fucked up. I'm not comparing children to a sexually transmitted disease, but that's what I would put in my head. Like, I could either, you could catch AIDS, you could catch syphilis, gonorrhea, or a kid. So that's what kept me from wanting to have sex. I was like, fuck that. I don't want it. What the fuck were we talking about? Oh, Subway guy. So yeah, he had sex with 16-year-olds. I did a little research on this, all right? Let me read you these numbers. Now, before I looked this up, I always thought, or I assumed, that the legal age of consent to have sex with someone, they had to be 18. I thought that was throughout all America, all right? All 50 states. That's what I thought. I always thought it was, they had to be 18. That's it, right? Because that's all you hear. You always hear, like, jokes and comedies and shit like that. Oh, they hope they're 18. Or, you know, you hear about Kylie Jenner, like, you know, everybody's waiting till she's 18 years old and this and that. Yeah, like I said, I always thought that was 18. Let me read you these numbers, all right? Yeah, Rain Man did research. Hold on. Here it is, right here. The age of consent for 18 years old is only in 11 states. The age of consent for 17-year-olds, 8 states. Age of consent for 16-year-olds, 31 states. 31 states in America, it's cool to have sex with a 16-year-old. Isn't that a little bit disturbing? A little bit. I'm being sarcastic. I think that's really fucked up. I think that's more fucked up than the fucking Subway guy. All right? So I don't know where he had sex with this 16-year-old, but if it was in one of these, you know, Alabama, oh, fuck, Connecticut, yeah, thanks a lot. Georgia, the two places I live in. I'm from Connecticut. I live in Georgia. Look at that. What else? Nevada, yeah, of course. You know. Ohio, Pennsylvania. I'm not going to read all these, but do it yourself. Look it up, or better yet, just type that in and go to Google Images and look at the map. It's so fucked up because they do it by color, like 18, 17. Then you see 16. It's just everywhere. It's all blue. So fucked up. So yeah, I give him a pass on that. For Gerald, fucking 16-year-olds. Me personally, I think it's a little fucked up, but I, the United States doesn't seem to have a problem with it in 31 states. So I give him a pass on that. He's a sick fuck for watching child porn. So there you go. That overrides, you know, the having sex with 16-year-olds. So he's a sick bastard. Let's do some research on him. Once research is complete, just put a bullet in his head and that's it. All right. So that's my thoughts on the Subway guy. All right. All right, that's the podcast for this week. Thanks for listening, as always. iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, Fizzbuy.net. Go to either one of those four and download the podcast, right? Obvious Opinion Podcast. Just do it. Grab somebody's phone. Download it. Just do it for them. Fuck it. Do them a favor, all right? Just something to listen to. Yeah, that's about it. That's it, folks. All right, let me get out of here. Like I said, I'm trying to do this real quick because I got a lot of hours to waste. And not actually, no, besides Minecraft, besides SummerSlam I got to watch later, I've been working on my game. I got back to that too, man. I had this notion that I stopped working on it for a while. And, you know, I just thought that, oh, I'll just get back to it later. I'll just get inspired later, you know. Just hit me. No, it doesn't work like that. You just got to sit down and you got to fucking do it. So that's what I'm doing right now. Working on that, working on the story, working on the whole battle system. It's an RPG I'm working on. So, all right, let me get back to that shit. Okay, so download it. Thanks for listening, as always. I'll talk to you next week. All right, take it easy. Later. Bye. Yeah.
Ray, that's you, baby? Damn, man. I heard all these things.
things about you, man. Boy, I heard you been doing your thing, man. Wait, let me tap them pockets, man. Them pockets fat. You know I'm gonna get mine. Yo, Ray, baby, check this out. Yo, we done went through so many trials and tribulations, man. It's a shame, man. But you know I told you who the devil is, man. Always watch them people who lie to you. When people try to cheat you, man, at your money. I told you, you ain't let me teach you at your money. Shit, man, what? You gonna let another nigga cheat you out your money, boy? You crazy? Alright, watch the tricks, baby. Cause the trick is a lie. And a lie is a thief. Trust me, baby. You know what I'm saying? Now give me a couple hundred, man. So I'm gonna do my thing, man. I'm going on the road when you get it, when you. Yo, I already had the vision. Yo, Ray, I had a vision. I seen you, man, at the Madison Square Garden. And I just came through and you said, yo. And it was real, son. And you took the world by storm. They didn't understand it because they didn't see that far. They couldn't see the forest from the trees. But Ray, I'm going to tell you, it's your time, man. Go get that paper, man. You understand? Get that paper, man, because it belonged to you, man. Laws of God. Trust. Keep a law in your heart, brother, and you won't fail. Trust me. Always remember, how far did Dow travel? Dow travel as far as the dimension he could see. What you see. That's all I can say, baby. Watch the liar. Watch the cheat. And watch the thief.